Idahoans can expect to take home less from their first paycheck of the year. Fiscal cliff negotiations failed to extend a temporary payroll tax holiday, raising the rate by 2%. For an Idaho worker making $30,000 annually, this change means they will pay an additional $600 to the federal government. With 722,000 workers in Idaho, this part of the fiscal cliff deal could make a difference at the state level. According to Michael Shakarin of the Idaho State Tax Commission, the end of the payroll tax holiday could affect Idaho's revenue in the long run. He says that with a 2% decrease in income, Idaho consumers could pull back on spending. If this happens, less money will be collected by the state in sales tax. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.